Welcome to Sword Radio. This is your host, Buffy St. John. Hi, today we're going to talk about total forgiveness. Luke chapter 17, verses 1 through 2 says, "Then said he unto the disciples, It is impossible but that offenses will come. But woe unto him through whom they come. It were better for him that a millstone were hang about his neck, and he cast into the sea, than he should offend one of these little ones." It's interesting that in that verse it says that offenses will come. You know, you're going to get hurt. As long as you are breathing in this world, you are going to get hurt. But the problem is that when you don't forgive and you don't get over, you don't get past it, that unforgiveness keeps that individual in front of you. That unforgiveness keeps that circumstance and that pain in front of you, so that way then you can't get through to your destiny and where God wants to take you. So in other words, I have to forgive you in order to get past you. You see, God is able to do that which seems impossible. So you may feel right now that it is impossible for you to feel better. It is impossible for you to forget. You may feel that it is impossible for you to forgive. But I'm telling you, God can help you to forgive. You need to forgive. You need to forgive for your mental health. You need to forgive for your life in order to get on with life. And I believe that God is able to heal your broken heart. I know He's healed mine many times. I come from incredible child abuse. I come from being tortured and kidnapped and raped and stuff that should never happen to a woman, let alone a human being. But I'm telling you, when I got to the point where I learned the steps to forgive and totally forgive all those that hurt me, I got a sense of freedom that is beyond description. I mean, I cannot even articulate. You know, I know that you listening out there have had your heart broken. I know you've been betrayed. I know that someone you trusted with your deepest feelings and secrets stepped on through your heart and trashed it. But I'm here to tell you that God is able to take it all and wipe away your tears. He's able to lift you up. He's able to demonstrate to you how a friend should act and how a real friend should be. You have to take the first step. And that first step is to take the pain to the cross and lay it there. Take it to God and say, "God, you know, here, I'm giving you this pain. So-and-so, man, just ripped through my heart. Or I was just betrayed. You know, I trusted this person and here they just put all my business out in the street." You have to give it to Him. Because frankly, you know, you can't handle it. The emotion and the hurt and the pain is just too strong. So the perpetrator is out of your realm of control. You must let it go. You know, there are 7 steps to healing and forgiveness. And the first thing is one of the hardest. Because I know with me, I used to go to the phone instead of the throne. I used to just get on the phone and anybody who'd listen, I'd go, "Man, you don't believe what happened to me. So-and-so." And I trusted them, you know, and I'd be telling them all about it. And so what does that do to me? Well, it made me relive that situation over and over and over again. So I'm stuck. I'm stuck like a broken record or, you know, or a CD that just keeps skipping, you know, and just redoing, you know, I'm stuck. So I stopped going to the phone and I started going to God. I started just going, "Lord, you know what they did to me. You need to help me here." And in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 32, it says, "And be ye kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake has forgiven you." The other thing was I couldn't let them be afraid of me. I couldn't intimidate them. I couldn't, like, you know, just look at them like I'm going to retaliate or go, "I'm going to get back at you." You know, I just couldn't do that. That's step number 2. It says in 1 John 4:18, "There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear has torment. He that fears is not made perfect in love." And what we're creating when we threaten retaliation, what we're doing is we're creating a fear in them. And so basically we're trying to torment them, and that's not godly. Step 3 is not to send them on a guilt trip. "You know, I'm this way because of what you did to me. And if you would have, you know, I really hurt." You know, and we just keep going. And the thing is, we keep sending them on this guilt trip. And instead of forgiving them and instead of getting our own freedom. The other thing that we do is we don't protect them from embarrassment. And see, step 4 says, let them save face. Cover and protect them from embarrassment. In other words, go into step five. Protect them from their darkest secrets. Don't point the finger or judge. Don't give tit for tat. In other words, they did this to me, so I'm going to do that to them. Or I'm going to put their secrets out in the street. No, don't do that. Because see, in 2 Corinthians 5:17, it says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. And you're a new creature in Christ. You know, you are better than that. And the thing is that forgiveness is not something that's easy. Because when it comes to unforgiveness, unforgiveness really just gets its engine and its fire in our emotions. And we just get totally emotionally involved. And what I'm trying to tell you is, you know, you got to stop looking and paying attention to those emotions that keep you in unforgiveness. See, because if you let that emotion of pain and hurt and all that stuff run your engine and run that unforgiveness, it's going to keep you in that rut forever. I know too many people that are still in the rut of pain that they were in, that now they're in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and they're still living in that thing that happened when they were 8 years old, and they just can't get over it. You need to get over it. This is a life commitment. You have to keep doing it. You know, physical ailments like cancer and stuff, they come from unforgiveness, man. You know, you get all that stuff trapped inside, and it's just like it's got to work its way out some way. Number 7, pray for them. Ask God to let them off the hook. Bless them. Ephesians chapter 5, verses 1 through 2 says, be ye therefore followers of God as dear children, and walk in love as Christ also has loved us and has given himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savor. You know, when we live in unforgiveness, we live in death, because forgiveness is freedom. Forgiveness is not condoning what they did, it's not restoration either. It's not reconciliation, it's not approval. Forgiveness is freedom. Freedom that you're not going to live in the pain of your past. You're not going to live in what's happened before. This is total freedom. And that's what I call total forgiveness. So you have to make a choice today. Choose to let it go and let God deal with it. You know, you've got to dry your eyes and give up that past. You can't live back there. That was yesterday. I really believe that you have a bright future ahead of you. There are things to do that you haven't done yet. There's a new day to live that you haven't lived yet. There's things to explore that you haven't explored yet. There's things to experience you haven't experienced yet. So from now on, you've cried your last tear yesterday. Got it? Let's pray. Precious Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, Holy Spirit, we come before your throne of grace. And Father God, for all the hurting hearts out there, everyone that's been betrayed, abandoned, rejected, hurt in any way, shape, or form, I ask you, Father, to pass your healing hand over their hearts, over their mind, their will, their emotions, Father God. And I ask you to heal them, restore unto them joy, Lord, the joy of your salvation. I ask you to help them to forgive and move on. I pray for each and every one out there, and for those that do not know Jesus Christ as their personal Lord and Savior. All you have to say is, Lord Jesus, come into my heart. That's all. You don't need to do anything else. And if you have prayed that simple prayer with us, why don't you drop us an email, buffy@declaretheword.com. God bless you. Have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.